Tonight's encouragement talk will be given by senior Dharma teacher and yoga Roshi.
So I wanted to give a talk sort of that got triggered, but I think Mike said this. I think one of the teachers, and I think it was Mike, said something Friday night that has been with me a lot, which was my version of it anyway, is receive everything you can for Sashin and give everything you've got. And that initially, what that triggered in me was this deep gratitude for even being here. I only get to come to Sashin once a year, and I thought about how wonderful it is to have receive talks and doksan and quiet and no TV and no computer and no phone and a place to do deep practice with Sangha. That I was just overwhelmed with the gratitude of that, and someone else to cook. That was a big part of it, you know. And I sat with that, and I was kind of happy all that first day, which often happens to me on a first day. I'm just in bliss that I'm here. And then the other levels started hitting, and I started realizing all the other things that we can receive from Sashin, which is everything I don't want to look at, you know, all the stuff I've been avoiding. I'm sure you know too well what I'm talking about. And I have this image often lately that I've been working with, which I call the swamp of karmic knots. And maybe it comes from all the draining the swamp we've been hearing about lately. Maybe that's why that image came to me. But it's like a swamp of all these intertwined and scary subterranean things that you'd never know what's going to pop up. And sometimes it's wonderful, like a lotus flower. Sometimes it's the thing that you least want to think about or confront. 2 days ago, I think it was 2 days ago, I had this vision of the filters of the cigarettes I used to smoke. Now, I quit 45 years ago smoking. Where this came from, I have no idea. But it was quite vivid. The Pall Mells that I smoked when I was 14. Some people wear sweaters when they want to be cool. My school is Pall Mells. And I could taste the tobacco that wound up on your lips. And then I went on to Parliament with the recess filter, and that was quite the, you could stick your tongue in it. And then when I was first married, my first husband smoked Marlboros, and I switched to Marlboros, and I could actually remember the different flavors. I had no idea where that came from, and maybe the bell rang or something, and then it was gone. And that's how it goes in Sashin. These things come up that you can't even make up. They just show up. Early this morning, I had an amazing dream of my best friend who died 9 years ago and occasionally will show up in a dream. And last night she showed up and I was so happy to see her. And we walked hand in hand in our old neighborhood, which we often did, actually. And I was kind of in a bliss state. And I said to her, you're going to be here for a while? You have time to come meet my granddaughter, who she had never met. Sadie was just born a year ago. So my friend had never met her. And she said, oh, yeah, I have plenty of time. And I got so happy. I could feel my heart. And then the wake-up bell rang. Boom! And then I was peeing and brushing my teeth, you know, and that's how it goes in Sashin. And actually, on some level, I'm grateful for all of that. I mean, sometimes I say to my meditation students, it's like, you can't buy a TV system with more channels than your own mind. It's true. The variety and the surprises that you'll get are just extraordinary. And I realize that, you know, from this instruction of just receive it, you know, that's all we can do. I mean, sometimes when very yucky things come up, I have this inner Ming that shows up. Totally. I know I don't look like an army guy, but I have that person in me. I get very driven to fix stuff. And, you know, cut my cognitive mind. You know, I want to analyze it. I want to fix it. And I won't let go until, you know, and in Sesshin, that just doesn't work. I had to find that out the hard way. And sitting, just sitting, is this other gift of Sesshin, which may not feel like a gift all the time, that your knees are hurting and your back is hurting and your mind's all over the place, but in fact, this quiet sitting, this ability, this spaciousness we have to just be quiet and be with whatever shows up is an amazing gift. And I have this, maybe it's magical thinking, but I do firmly believe that when we sit quiet, there's this magic solvent that comes with Zazen that really does dissolve the karmic knots. And in fact, that's the only strategy I've come up with. And it takes some patience, and it takes a lot of breathing. But I have found that in my practice, the things that seem the hardest to me by the end of Sesshin sometimes are changed. Well, they're always changed, but sometimes they're transmuted in a way that I had hoped for or that I couldn't even imagine. So my invitation to you is to receive it on all these levels, the gratitude for even the shit that comes up, even the sore knees. I know it's not easy, but it's such an opportunity that we have. And that the other side of that, the instruction was to receive all you can, but the other part of the instruction was give it all you've got. So I want to repeat that. And to also say, to also give compassion to yourself. And this is not an easy thing to do, to sit for 7 days and to not sleep in your own bed and to eat food maybe you're not used to and be on a schedule that's different and have all this weird stuff show up in your mind and in interactions in Sesshin and the klutziness and the confusion. This is not easy. So to have compassion, to give compassion to yourself, especially at those times when you're about to beat yourself up for something you just remembered, some mean things maybe you said to someone in your family or a coworker, and to just sit with compassion for that part of you that acted out, and to maybe notice that wrong action, quote unquote, wrong action came from some deep longing in you or a hurt or just not knowing that was going to hurt somebody. So to have that kind of spaciousness and giving also. And I would also say to have compassion for all of us here sitting, because we're all sitting with our own swamp. And we're all doing the very best we can. And if someone at Sesshin is not acting what seems to you right or is annoying you, just to, again, have the spaciousness and the compassion for whatever they may be dealing with. So Thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me sit with you. Yes, that's it.